and then a little bit about what you're going to do, you're doing at the moment.
Sure. So a little bit about me. I grew up in Essex. I'm an Essex boy, born and bred, a place called Brentwood, which is where we go to church now. And I became a Christian when I was 16, and I became a Christian on the 5th of November, 1994, in seat T19 of the Congress Theatre in Eastbourne. I can remember it very well. The Lord opened my eyes to see who Jesus was, that I needed him, that I needed my sin dealt with and forgiven. And he granted me new life, salvation, and the Holy Spirit. And since then, I have longed to serve him. And I've served him as a volunteer, so with a day job and serving him in that day job and in my spare time as well. But in 2004, I went to Bible college and I trained and did an applied theology degree at Oak Hill College. And I did that for 3 years, loved every minute of it, and have since spent 3 years at a church in South East London as a youth pastor. Then I spent 3 years at a church in Ongar in Essex, being a youth and children's minister. And then most recently as an assistant minister at Romford Evangelical Free Church. And last May, my time at that church came to an end. And we found ourselves thinking about what next. And through a number of different avenues and different conversations, and through my experience with youth groups and children's groups and volunteer leaders especially, we came across a kind of outlandish idea of starting an organisation that dealt with, that provided Bible teaching for where there isn't a full-time youth pastor or youth minister. And so Video Bible Talks was born. It's been going since May of last year, and we did a crowdfunding campaign to make a first series. Let me tell you a bit about them. Video Bible Talks. It's Bible teaching via digital video. If you've seen Christianity Explored or anything like that, you'll know the sort of thing that I'm talking about. But this is going through books of the Bible and bits of the Bible. It's, as I said, it's for youth groups, but it's not just for youth groups. We make them quite broad in their language and application. So it's for youth groups, small groups, other ministries. I know one church that's using them with their ladies group. Our passion is helping volunteer leaders. As I said, the sort of person we're thinking of is somebody that's got a full-time job and comes home and maybe lacks the time or the skills or the experience to do a teaching slot in their group. And so we make these videos and we make them available for free, because the four trustees of Video Bible Talks, we are very clear that preaching of God's word should never be charged for. The way that I put it is this: on that last day, I don't want to have to stand before Jesus and he says, "So what did you do with my words?" And I say, "I charge people for it. I don't want to have to say that." So we give them away available for free, which means that we live on people supporting what we do.
That's great. So you're doing that. You're still developing it, I believe, aren't you? It's not like you've sort of done that, been there, done everything. There's still sort of funding to be needed to sort of do more.
That's right. So as I said, we did the first series, and they're all available online, so you can watch them and use them with blessing, free of charge. We did the first series, which is on the Sermon on the Mount, 6 videos. We've just finished filming the second series, which is on Habakkuk, 3 videos on Habakkuk, which is a book of the Bible that not many people get to grips with, which is a real shame, because actually it's really good, really helpful. We're planning, I produce the videos, and I get people that are vocational ministers and youth workers to give the talks. And so I'm editing that at the moment, and that'll be available in the next couple of weeks. And we're planning some one-offs, funnily enough, on Psalms. And we're planning another series in Colossians, a series of 8 videos. So what we'd love to do is we'd love to get to a point where we have enough funding each month so that we can produce these throughout the year. And what we'd love to get to is a point where we have a series that covers each of the main genres of the Bible. And bigger vision, and this is an extraordinary vision, and it might not happen, but it's in the Lord's hands, is to have a series that covers every book of the Bible, either in part or in whole.
Alan, that's tremendous. I think the best thing would be to say that if you're interested in that and want to ask Alan a bit more about it, he'd very happily chat to you afterwards about it. Alan, that sounds so exciting. Let me just pray for you now.
Yeah, great.
And that ministry, because, you know, what's it, attempt big things for God, isn't
yeah.
it? So let's pray. Gracious Lord, we do thank you for your servant, Alan. We thank you for those working with him to make the word of God freely available. Lord, we do pray that he will get adequate funding to resource churches. Lord, we know that there's an absence, a dryness. It's like a desert. There's just so little good and clear teaching around. We do pray that these would find themselves into places where the word perhaps isn't preached much at all. So, Lord, we do pray for your blessing. We do pray for Alan in the future. And we pray that you will enable your word to be heard through this medium. Amen.
Amen.